Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
NXT UK to be replaced by NXT Europe. 22 NXT UK talents released as of this recording. CM Punk frustrated in AEW to the point that some people thought he may no-show this past Wednesday's AEW Dynamite. And a bunch of your questions will be answered. Hello, I'm Andy Murray. Hello, I'm Adam, but no, I'm not. Hello, welcome to the Solo Friday News with myself, Andrew Pollard, here at What Culture Wrestling. You may know me from such shows as the Solo Sunday News, certain interviews, and being the filling guy when nobody else is around, brother. So here we go. Mr. Velocity, Mr. Sunday Night Heat is here on a Friday because nobody else is. So this is going to be a fun one. Plenty to get into here. Apologies for the shoddy nature of this because we don't have any video editors either. So this is just me talking away. But there's loads to get into. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, share. Turn on your notification bells, all of that good stuff. Most importantly, I hope you have a really cool day. I hope your Friday goes really well, whatever you've got planned. If it's something, if it's nothing, if you're in work, if you're just chilling at home doing nothing, I hope you have the best possible day. But there's been some big news overnight. I was kind of hoping it'd be a quiet one today, you know, a nice quiet Friday. And no, NXT UK is going to be no more, brothers and sisters. This news came out yesterday in a press release from WWE to say that basically, NXT UK is going to come to an end as we know it after Worlds Collide. Now, this announcement also announced that Worlds Collide will take place on Sunday, the 4th of September. That is the day after WWE Clash at the Castle. It is also the same day as AEW All Out. The times do not clash, though, because that would be stupid on WWE's part. So Worlds Collide, I think it's a 4 p.m. Eastern start time, which that will, of course, pit NXT against NXT UK stars. The seeds were very much sown for several matches on ECW Heatwave. I'm going all the way back to 1999. On NXT Heatwave this past Tuesday, several seeds were sown for several matches. Most interestingly to me is Bron Breakker and Tyler Bate. But Tyler Bate is one of those who is going to be around seemingly for the foreseeable future in some form or fashion, whether that's in NXT Europe, in main NXT, or possibly on the main roster. But yeah, the bigger news here is, as mentioned, NXT, after Worlds Collide, NXT UK is going to be going on a brief hiatus, was the term used. But then the brand is going to be relaunched in 2023 as NXT Europe. There's a statement here. The press release featured a quote from Shawn Michaels to say, following the success of our live events and talent identification efforts throughout all of Europe, we believe this is the perfect time to expand even NXT beyond the UK. It was said here, NXT Europe will reimagine the brand and its talent pipeline with a pan-European focus. Michaels also said, the press release came out from WWE, then statements came out that Sean had given to certain media outlets such as Fox News Digital, where in regards to talent contracted to NXT UK, he said here, where's the quote? And as we move things over here in the process, we'll make all those decisions in 2023 about who's a part of NXT Europe and who continues to stay here in NXT in hopes of getting a main roster call up. Now that seems to me to be in reference to Gallus, to Blair Davenport, to Tyler Bate, and probably some more who we'll see in the next couple of weeks, NXT UK talents who turn up on main NXT television. But for now, it's very much it was up in the air. That was a thing last night of like, right, well, where does this leave the people who are in NXT UK? Because there've been talks of, well, reports of unhappiness, uneasiness backstage in NXT UK because the most recent set of the two most recent set of TV tapings for NXT UK had been cancelled. And then last night, after the news of this whole rebrand relaunch was happening, then came the news of releases. So as of right now, 22 NXT UK talents have been released in the last 24 hours. I wrote about some of this last night, just before I was finishing work. It was Mark Andrews. I think Andrews was the first one that went public with it. There's Mark Andrews, there was Flash. Actually, I think it was Flash. There was Flash Morgan Webster, there was Mark Andrews, there was Wild Bull, and there was O'Malley. They were the four last night when I finished work who'd gone. Then you hear some rumblings throughout the night of like, oh, well, maybe he's gone, maybe she's gone. And then by the time I get up this morning for work, and the number was totaled at 21. And even then, after I'd wrote up that story, there was another one added to that. So right now it stands at 22. I'm going to run through these names quickly. These have all been moved to the alumni section on WWE.com, their official roster listings. So we've got Xia Brookside, which that one surprised me. Obviously, Robbie Brookside, her father, is a coach at the Performance Center. So Xia Brookside's gone. Eddie Dennis, Saxton Huxley, Sam Gradwell, he was number 22 this morning. Amir Jordan, Danny Luna, Dave Mastiff. A special shout out to Dave the Bastard. I've got so much time for that guy. I remember seeing him for PCW. They did a show here in Wrexham. Well, they've done several shows in Wrexham. They did one. Jeez, man, must have been 2015, 14, and he wrestled Chris Travis, God rest his soul. And it was Dave just came out and was just had everybody in stitches. By he was going like, "Yes, I'm in a car park in North Wales in my underpants, freezing." It's like, yeah, there you go. You got me on the slide, brother. Yes, we've got Dave Mastiff, Millie McKenzie, another slightly surprising one. Primate, Nina Samuels, Shah Samuels, Sid Scala, Trent Seven, Ashton Smith. Of course, Ashton Smith recently was one half the NXT UK tag team champions, but those were vacated after he had an injury. Jack Starrs, T-Bone, Tyson T-Bone, also a soft spot for him as well. Tillman and Kenny Williams. Now, it is probably Trent Seven is the one there that really jumps out. Was like, really? Because I think, well, myself, like probably a lot of you out there watching, were when this news came out that NXT UK was to turn into NXT Europe, you thought Trent's probably okay. Trent Seven's probably okay because he's worked backstage as clearly a coach with the guys in NXT UK at the moment. He's that veteran who's there to help people along. Obviously, he's recently turned heel on TV as well, turning on Tyler. Big strong boy got screwed over. But yeah, it seems that as of now, Trent Seven is no longer with WWE. Of course, this could all change because the launch point for NXT Europe has just been put as a blank 2023. Now you presume that's going to be the first part of 2023, and a lot can happen between now and then. Some of these people who've been released, that they there's that door, I'm sure, is very much open for some of these to return. Now, at present, again, as of the recording of this, the official NXT UK roster page on WWE.com reads: A-Kid, who obviously is nowadays in main NXT as Exium. You've got Aaliyah James, you've got Andy Shepherd, Aoife Valkyrie, Blair Davenport, who we saw at Heatwave, Charlie Dempsey, the son of William Regal, Ilya Dragunov, of course, Isla Dawn, Ginny, Joe Coffey, Johnny Saint, Joseph Connors, Mark Coffey, NXT UK Women's Champion Mako Satomura, Nigel McGuinness, NXT UK Heritage Cup holder Noam Dar, Oliver Carter, Rampage Brown, Rohan Raja, Stevie Turner, NXT UK Champion Tyler Bate, and Wolfgang. Now, Wolfgang and Tyler and the other Gallus boys, they were all seen as well as Blair Davenport on NXT this Wednesday. So we'll see this Wednesday, this Tuesday. They don't run Wednesdays anymore, brother. That didn't go so well in the end. So we'll have to see what happens, like whether there's any more releases. Obviously, you don't like to see people lose their jobs in any situation. So hopefully there are no more releases. Hopefully, you know, the future's bright for the talents who have been let go by WWE, and they find some work and they find some enjoyment in the industry moving forward from here on out. But yeah, whether any of those names I just mentioned end up released as well by the time you see this, who knows, man? Because clearly, obviously, the NXT UK brand is going to be streamlined as things move towards NXT Europe. But this is something very much to keep an eye on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As is a situation with CM Punk. Now, this is an interesting one. Of course, CM Punk he opened AEW Dynamite on Wednesday with a hell of a promo, a brilliant, ferocious, just vitriolic, we'll say, promo, where the main focus of his vitriol was, of course, Jon Moxley, who will fight next week on Dynamite in a unification match for the interim AEW title and the main AEW world title. But The interesting bit here was obviously Moxley got both barrels from Punk, as did Eddie Kingston as well. What was it, the third best Eddie, the second best Kingston? But someone else who Punk called out was Hangman Adam Page. And this was a little bit weird because obviously Punk called out Page like, right, here you go, man. You want a rematch? Let's have this rematch. I beat you for this title, blah, 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 blah. Here we go. We'll do this tonight. And then crickets, nothing. And, you know, you leave it for a minute or so, still nothing. And then Punk said, rather than cowboy, yeah, this is coward, meh. Words I can't say. And I can't even say them and get them bleeped out because, as I said, no video editors in today. But yeah, it was a weird one. And that all came about. The stories come out afterwards that Punk basically went into business for himself there because that wasn't in the script. He wasn't supposed to call out Paige. And by him calling out Paige, and Paige not being who he was backstage, he was in catering at the time, apparently. But yeah, Paige wasn't able to come out and answer the challenge because that's not part of the script. That's not part of the story. He's not there. He can't just barge past Tony Khan and go, totally, I don't care what you got planned for this. He's just called me out. There's nothing Hangman Paige could have done. So it just makes that Hangman character look like a bit of a loser. Like, dude, you're being offered a world title match right here, right now. You're a babyface. Why wouldn't you accept it? It wasn't a great look for Paige, and it wasn't anything Paige could do about it. But yeah, Fightful Select reports that CM Punk has often verbally expressed his displeasure at certain things backstage at AEW in his time with the company. And it got to the point where the stories, I mean, some people ran with a headline of CM Punk was going to no-show AEW Dynamite. CM Punk is threatening to quit AEW. That isn't the case. I see Sean Ross Sapp took to Twitter to kind of hammer that home that he's not heard that Punk's going to quit. He's not heard that Punk had told anybody he was going to no-show Dynamite this past Wednesday, but some in AEW were under the belief that Punk was so frustrated that he may no-show Dynamite this past Wednesday. And those same people said that the chances of him quitting, they don't think he'll quit. That's not a thing. But one veteran told Fightful that, where's the quote here, that they'd heard threats being levied between CM Punk and AEW. So it's like, all's not well. Now, the beef here seems to be, it's not known what the current situation is that's made Punk so frustrated, but the previous situation was said to be with Hangman Adam Page. Now, by all accounts, Hangman Adam Page seems to be like one of the nicest dudes out there. Anybody you see who's interacted with him has nothing but good things to say about him. Anybody that's worked with him has nothing but good things to say about him. And I am a CM Punk guy. So I'll always think like, yeah, man, Punk's right. Whatever Punk thinks, I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's got good reasons for it. But the Page stuff seems a bit of a weird guy to fall out with, I'll be honest. But yeah, this seems that by all accounts, this stems back to when the two were feuding. CM Punk took umbrage with some of the context and the content of Page's promos. Especially there was an allusion. What was the word he used? I think it was Page, he said something about workers' rights in a promo to Punk when they're face-to-face in the ring, and that was seen as a bit of a loose alluding to the issues between Colt Cabana and CM Punk. Of course, these two were the bestest of best friends for years, broke into the business together, were just best buddies, tag team together, wrestled each other, were just the bestest of best pals. Even in the pipe bomb promo, Colt Cabana got referenced that famous night when Punk sat there cross-legged on the stage on Monday Night Raw. Hey, Colt Cabana, you get the wave. And that just all broke down with the legal cases that Cabana and Punk had with WWE, and was it Dr. Chris O'Mann? And yeah, just the cost of, well, the fallout of that and the cost of those legal actions. So those two aren't friends anymore, and it's a shame, man. But hey, that's their business, whatever. But yeah, that seems to be part of the reason why Punk isn't a fan of Page, because he thinks that he took shots at him unnecessarily and a bit below the belt. And this on AEW Dynamite was viewed as somewhat of a receipt towards Hangman Adam Page. Was like, right, okay, you're going to make a bit of a fool of me on TV. Right, I'm going to do that to you. I'm going to call you out when I know that you can't come out to answer my challenge. So, but yeah, it's a weird one, man. It's one to keep an eye on, very much one to keep an eye on. And it's CM Punk being frustrated is nothing new. CM Punk being obviously the voice of the voiceless. CM Punk speaking his mind is nothing new. It doesn't mean that he's going to leave AEW. It doesn't mean that he's going to walk out of AEW tomorrow. It doesn't mean he's going to no-show his match against Jon Moxley next Wednesday, or he's going to miss All Out. But it's definitely something to keep an eye on. There seems some smoke to this fire that clearly CM Punk is not happy with certain things in AEW, and who knows where things go from here, man. Right, we're going to wrap things up quickly with some questions, because it's Friday, and they're the big news stories done. Now let's run through some questions. Adam Bateman has got in touch on Twitter. Will Mako Satomura be involved at Worlds Collide? You would hope so. You would hope so. I think the only way she doesn't is if she drops the title before then. Yeah, because obviously, of course, Mako is the NXT UK Women's Champion. Blair Davenport made claim to that belt on Wednesday, interestingly, on Heatwave. So I wouldn't be surprised that moving forward, if Blair gets that, and I presume that those titles are going to carry on forward into NXT Europe and obviously maybe just be rechristened, because they have some beautiful, beautiful belts in NXT UK. And it's like, keep those belts, but just maybe, you know, change the titles, because you can't call it the NXT UK title if it's the European title. But yeah, I mean, Mako versus Mandy Rose, I guess, would be how things, the lay of land is now. And I'd be all for that. Mandy Rose has come on in leaps and bounds the last few years. Even that, like, last year or so on the main roster, she was really improving in the ring. And just the whole Toxic Attraction app is great, is main roster ready. You could take those three and just plug them into Raw or SmackDown this week, next week, and they would fit right in. So, yeah, I think you have to have Mako Satomura involved in Worlds Collide. Surely, man. Surely. But we'll see. Dave's got in touch. Dave Lamar. Dave Markham. How's it going, Dave? Morning, Andrew. Happy Friday. Do you think NXT Europe is an expansion of NXT UK or an excuse to close down an operation the company saw as a short-term success in nipping the buzz around British wrestling? But long-term failure, very narrow audience. P.S. Mr. Squirrel says hello. Hello, Mr. Squirrel. You're not going to be able to see this because, again, no editor here to throw in the pictures of tweets and whatnot. But I always ask, throw in when I'm here on a Sunday. I will not be here this Sunday, but when I'm here on a Sunday, send me pictures of animals, of your cats, of your dogs, of your pets. Always happy. So I can see Mr. Squirrel. He looks kind of cool. I think you've got a mixture of both there, Dave. I think that because it's when NXT launched and when NXT UK launched, specifically when NXT UK launched, Triple H was very vocal about his plans on wanting to create NXT systems all around the world. I think NXT Japan was very much talked about. I think there was an NXT Mexico maybe talked about. There was certain places where they were looking to expand around the world. And I mean, NXT Europe in one way is a natural progression for the NXT UK brand, but also it's a way of, let's face it, getting rid of a brand that isn't that successful, isn't watched by that many people. Even a lot of the diehard fans don't watch NXT UK because there's only so many hours in a week to watch wrestling. And it's like, if you watch Raw, SmackDown, Dynamite, Rampage, NXT, Impact, NWA, you're catching up on your New Japan Pro Wrestling fix. You've got the A&E biographies and stuff, the originals that are coming on all the time. You've got Dark, you've got Dark Elevation, you've got pay-per-views. Do you then all of a sudden think like, yeah, I'm going to sit down and watch NXT UK as well? A lot of people don't, unfortunately. I do for my sins, but a lot of people don't. And so it's not been the most successful of promotions. It really suffered during the pandemic because the whole empty arena thing, BT Studios. And so it was clearly a brand that was not doing great. And so this is a way of kind of, you're not completely killing NXT UK, but so you're kind of saving face by going like, no, we're just expanding to Europe, which makes sense as well, because there's so many great European talents out there. And like you said, I think, yeah, of course, NXT UK, that very much jumped on the whole Brit wrestling popularity, the boom in that. And I mean, that was smart of WWE to do it at the time. So yeah, I think it's a mixture of both of those elements. Johnny Elite's got in touch, given the success of Ryan and Robert Wrexham. Come on, the town. Which tag team do you think would make the best football club owners? Of course, Johnny is talking about Ryan Reynolds and Ron McElhenney, who are the co-owners of my beloved Wrexham AFC. Who do I think would make, which tag team would make the best football club owners? Right now, I'd say FTR, just because everybody would want to work with them and work for them, because FTR, the best tag team in the business, man. Easily, hands down. Keep your Young Bucks takes. It's all about Dax and Cash, man. There's lots of great tag teams in the world right now. The Young Bucks are good. I'm just joking. Chill your beans. The Young Bucks are very good. They're just not FTR, let's face it, man. But no, I think if you're looking historically, which tag teams you want to run in your football club, I mean, the Road Warriors jump out, because you would do whatever they say. And if you didn't, you'd... yeah, I don't know how that'd handle. Yeah, there might be some disciplinary issues there. And there might be some, you know, legal issues if they're slapping around at the staff. I'm not saying the Road Warriors did that, but just they're very aggressive dudes who made you do what you want to do. And if your football players aren't performing, Animal and Hawk aren't going to think anything of just coming over to you and being a bit firm in making sure they get the best out of you on that pitch. So I think historically you go to Road Warriors. Right now, FTR all day. Biggest Joe, hi guys. Do you think, oh, this one for the main crew, not just for me. I'm hopping onto this one. Hi guys. Do you think with Triple H taking over WWE, this is actually better for AEW, as it will be to thin out their roster if talent want to go back, and then they can concentrate on the remaining stars? And the issue here is it's down to AEW to release talent. Now, people can spitball all they want about, like, oh, it's great now. Triple H is going to go and try and sign Swerve Strickland. He's going to bring back Adam Cole. He's going to go for Keith Lee. He's going to reach out to Tony Storm. It's like, no, they're under contract. Tony Khan has very much said, I think it's Adam Cole's under 5 years. I think Malachi Black is the same. So it's the only way that the AEW roster is going to get streamlined is if Tony Khan chooses to cut people or not renew their deals. Now, some of the AEW originals may end up going, because we've seen that some people have had their contract just expire naturally, like Joey Janela, like Marco Stunt. So there might be some of that, but in terms of the big names that Triple H would want to bring in, like Adam Cole, like Tony Storm, I mean, other people like MJF, away from ex-WWE people, then it's only people available are going to be people that Tony Khan doesn't want right now. Until these contracts expire in 2, 3, 4, 5 years' time, it's only going to be people that Tony sees as people he doesn't want on his TV, that he's got no room for. And I don't think Tony's going to be letting any of the notable names go just yet. Right. Last question here. Morning, Andrew. This is from Take a Chan on Twitter. Morning, Andrew. Hope your day's going well. Going very well, thank you, man. Under the new Triple H regime, do you think we'll see a change in entrance music? Maybe move away from generic rock ring entrance 6.mp3 to bands letting wrestlers use their music for entrances. Hashtag this is the news. That's it. It's going to be Motorhead for everyone, brother. No, I think I don't think we'll see a massive change in the music. To me, all I want to see is No One Will Survive back for Ciampa, and also Tommaso back for Ciampa. Tommaso Ciampa, No One Will Survive, and I'm a happy bunny. But I guess it all comes down to licensing, because, okay, these bands can let WWE use their music for talents, but WWE has to pay rights for these songs. It's any licensed music, any proper songs by proper bands, there's always a fee involved. I mean, look how long it took Tony Khan to get the rights for Jane, the Jefferson Starship song. Now is, again, Orange Cassidy's theme tune, is something he had on the Independents. Tony Khan was trying to get that for a year, 18 months maybe, before he actually finally got that song, because they couldn't agree a deal. So it's not just as easy as going, hey, band A, we want to use your song. There's a bit more to it than that, and there's a cost involved. And WWE traditionally has stayed away from using songs by, you know, proper recorded artists. I mean, yes, Triple H had Motorhead. Yes, The Undertakers had Kid Rock and Rolling, but, and all of that jazz. That's horrendous. You can tell I've had too much coffee today. But, I mean, historically, this is why Jim Johnson was so great for WWE, because he just composed these songs with lyrics from scratch, and they'd be great. Or just the songs without lyrics from scratch would be great. Jim Johnson is just... why is he not in the Hall of Fame? Daft. I know he's the long with the company. Daft. Absolutely daft. Just such an important part of the WWE machine over the decades. So yeah, WWE have just tended to stay away from licensed music. There's even like the DX band was in-house, kind of, just about. So, I mean, Cult of Personality was an exception. They went out of the way, bent over backwards, paid a lot of money to get the rights for that, for CM Punk. So I don't see WWE reaching out to bands and paying money for these things. But hey, who knows? Just like I said, just give me Ciampa. Last quick question, actually. John Harrison, Good Friday, boys. Let's step away from wrestling for a bit and talk ducks. What's your favorite type of duck? Crispy isn't on here, but it's still an option as it's Friday. You can't see this because I'm not able to bing the picture of all the ducks up, but I'd always say a mallard duck, nice and simple. I had a jigsaw or a mallard duck when I was a kid. So memories there. But I also like the look of the bufflehead duck. And with that, I am done. Hopefully this hasn't been too painful for you. If you're new to me, you might be thinking, who is this guy? Why is he waffling on? Hey, if you're one of the loyal Sunday crew, see me every week, you know the jig by now. But I have been Andrew Pollard here at What Culture Wrestling. Be sure to come and follow us on Twitter at What Culture WWE. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, follow, turn on notifications, all of that good stuff. Most importantly, as ever, just make sure you have a really good day. I hope your Friday, I nearly said Sunday then, that's a habit. I hope your Friday goes as best as it possibly can and you have the greatest day and your weekend ahead goes really well. I will be back on Tuesday. I believe Brothers Murray and Wilborn will be back on Tuesday as well for the news. Maybe Monday, who knows? But until then, you have a great time. I'll catch you soon and make sure you have a good one.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.